letter to Donna Treanor regarding Cynthia Davidson to 2171 Jericho Turnpike, lower level, Comac, New York. 11725. Dear Ms. Treanor, thank you for referring Cynthia Davidson for psychiatric evaluation. As you know, she's a 61-year-old female residing with her boyfriend in the midst of a divorce. She's the mother of one grown daughter. She's an interior designer and artist. Unfortunately, she's been disabled due to a back problem dating to 2009. She's underwent two surgeries and currently sees Dr. Arnold Schwartz, who's prescribing hydrocodone to 7 pills a day. She also has been receiving injections in her back from Dr. Island, Yland, which are of some benefit. Her mood has been more depressed since her mother died December 1st. Also, her boyfriend's mother died several weeks later. In addition, the home in which they live is in need of construction since Hurricane Sandy. Paragraph. Her past psychiatric history is notable for multiple medication trials for depression and anxiety under the care of Dr. Mary Uricchio, U-R-R-I-C-H-I-O, and Dr. Mark Reitman, R-I-C-H-T-M-A-N, I believe. She's tried Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Selexa, Remeron, Buspar, Lexapro, Effexor, Zyprexa, Seroquel, Ambien, Restoril, Lunesta, Wellbutrin, and Xanax. In 2006, she was hospitalized at Eastern Long Island and then Quantico for Xanax addiction. And states that her previous psychiatrist diagnosed her with personality disorder. New paragraph. Medically, she's sees Dr. Christopher Ansome, A-N-S-O-M-E, and most recently has been prescribed Klonopin, initially from him and then from the physician's assistant at the orthopedist's office. She also takes Spiriva, Flonase, and Singulin for her COPD. She's on Neurontin, 300 milligrams TID for pain, as well as a baby aspirin a day. She has allergies to certain antibiotics. And she's in the process of getting new hearing aids. She does have bilateral hearing impairment. She states her husband of 33 years, from whom she was about to become divorced, was abusive. Her daughter is 27 years old, living in Brooklyn, and thriving. Her father died in 2007. Her mother passed away last month. Upon mental status exam, she was casually dressed with fluent speech. She had a dysphoric mood. She admits to crying spells, helplessness, inability to garden, travel, sit, go to concerts or movies, or read. She has decreased appetite, decreased socialization. She's lost 6 to 8 pounds. She denies suicidal ideation. And she's able to cook a nice dinner every few days. She states her boyfriend is very supportive. Depression, I feel they've met criteria for major depressive disorder, recurrent, not psychotic, as well as acute bereavement. Obviously, suffering with chronic pain. She's going to taper her Klonopin. She realized this is a potential source of addiction for her. We discussed a safe taper would be to decrease to 1 milligram BID for 5 to 6 days. then 1 milligram daily for 5 to 6 days, then 1 half tab daily for 4 days, and then discontinue. I should also might benefit from a trial of a mood stabilizer such as Lamictal or an antidepressant such as Cymbalta. She was not interested in a trial right now, nor in seeing someone privately in the office at this time. She did sign a release so I could share the findings of a consultation with you. Sincerely, from the Epstein MD.